Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. Our topic today is sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can kill. People don't realize that. We're going to be joined shortly with Selena Lindsay and Dr. Fadumo Adol. Sleep apnea is a very serious disorder that can go undiagnosed. Wait, I'm having a little technical difficulty.
Okay.
Dr. Fadumo Adol. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Adol. I'm a pediatrician, and always I like to listen and give some of my opinion. Also, I will learn something from this talk radio. So,
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. The questions I'm going to ask, do you gasp for air when waking up? Are you tired after you have slept all night? Do your loved ones complain about you snoring? Have you been diagnosed with sleep apnea and refused to follow your doctor's order? And we're going to talk about those things. Dr. Fadumo Adol is a pediatrician. I know in children, when it comes to sleep apnea, you can observe a child. Even from the time they're born, they'll show signs. A baby holding its head in an elevated position as if you're going to do CPR, something is going on. There are different reasons. If you see certain muscles being used when they're sleeping, or you can observe when they stop breathing. Small children will show they'll breathe, then they'll take in a deep breath and gasp, and then those are some of the indications that there's something wrong. If it was me, I would take a video, because with your phone you can video a child's sleep. Take that to the doctor. Let them know what you're observing and let the doctor decide if there is a problem or not. Because with small children, by the time they get to grade school, if it's not corrected, they fall asleep in the classroom. They have a hard time staying awake, and that's because they don't go into deep REM sleep like normal people that's breathing correctly, and that's for adults too. Okay, we have Selena Lindsay on the line. Selena, you want to say a little bit about yourself for about a couple of seconds here? Go ahead.
Great. Good evening. I'm an entrepreneur, 30 years of CPA, and currently I run 15 different nonprofits and also sit on the board of about another 35. At the end of the show, I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of what those nonprofits are doing in your community, and have your paper and pencil ready for information that might be pertinent to you.
All right. Dr. Fadumo, do you want me to go ahead and continue to talk, or you want to go ahead and say something about
a little bit sleep apnea? Sleep apnea can affect to anybody, even people who are not obese or like children or adults. And it means like when you're sleeping, are we okay here?
Yeah.
Is your telephone okay? I'm sorry.
Noises coming in. Okay.
Yeah, I hear some noises. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I did too.
Yeah. Okay. Where it is a condition when you are sleeping, your sleep is interrupted, because you're not getting an enough oxygen, and people frequently 30 times without knowing, they awake, they wake up and they go. That's why people at daytime, even they sleep behind on the wheel, it's so dangerous because they didn't get enough sleep at night. Because not only that, but in another way, the oxygen is when you're not breathing, you're not getting enough oxygen, and your carbon monoxide will be high, and then mistake might cause like heart condition, like arrhythmia, or you know, like a heart failure. But that's long run, you know, like but usually, and if you tell your the family members can notice that, because usually, and the main cause is like obesity, like people when they are overweight, their tonsillite, they are closed, and when we are sleeping, the tongue and everything, and then the muscle in the throat are relaxed, and then they fall back into the your airway. That's why where you're interrupting, you know, like but as soon as you are completely interrupted, then that's when people wake up, you know, like, and usually people snore a lot, everybody in the neighbor or roommate or everybody can hear them, and then, and what other symptoms that they see, even all night they thinking they were sleeping, and in daytime they, wherever they sit or whenever, even if they are driving, they can fall in sleep, you know, like they are tired because they didn't get enough sleep, and then they can go to their doctors and they have like a study and a sleeping study, you know, like at night where they put you the electrocardiogram and a machine and see how your breathing is interrupted or no, and then after that, you know, like people, they advise like what is causing, you know, if it's obesity, the best thing is like to lose weight, you know, and that's the best one, you know, like or otherwise people we've seen even like who are not obese, they also have a sleep apnea and then they have to use those machines at night. Yeah.
Because when it goes undiagnosed, they were saying that the long-term effect, you can end up having high blood pressure, you can have a stroke,
you
can have a heart attack,
diabetes,
as you mentioned, diabetes and arrhythmia. So this is pretty serious.
Yeah.
And if you are diagnosed and you sit there and don't follow the doctor's order, you're putting your own life in your hands in a way that is not healthy for any individual, be it a child or adult. My hope is that parents will observe small children because a lot of times there's at least three different types of sleep apnea. They said there's obstructive sleep apnea, and that's from the enlarged tonsils, adenoids, or the muscle itself relaxes and cause the tongue to go back. Then they said you had central sleep apnea. The brain doesn't send the signals to the muscles of respiration the way it should. And then they said you can have both. I guess that's probably even worse. I didn't realize different forms of sleep apnea. But if you get help and there is a diagnosis, then that you can prevent some of the other problems. I know for a fact a baby that puts his head all the way back as if you're getting ready to do CPR on it, that's not a normal position for a head to be in. And that can be a problem. And the parent just needs to observe telephones that can take video. And if you don't have one, get somebody's phone, tape it, give it, you know, let your doctor see what's going on when your child or your baby is asleep. Because if sleep apnea is during the sleep stage. It's not, you know, they're not awake, sleep. So if they can get an early diagnosis, that'll be great. And if they, you correct me if I'm wrong, if they remove the...
You're okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the tonsils and adenoids before age 8, they can grow back. Sometimes they have to go ahead and remove it because the sleep apnea is severe. But when they do that, you got to remember after age 8, like especially when they start hitting the teen years, you want to look at their breathing again because it's possible for the adenoids to grow back. And it can cause a block to the airway again. But after that, if you do it again, they have a repeat of the surgery, there's no problem.
Yeah.
Selena, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well,
I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up another subject matter, which is about technically the same thing. One of the big things going on is just so happened that you have a topic that's really big in the transportation industry. FASA, which is the Federal Safety Board of Trucking, and also some of these articles, if you're interested in the article itself, you can go to Landline, and there is an author, a staff writer, Mr. Mark Schumer. And one of the big things that's going on in heavy-duty trucking is statements that they're making. Number one, they're claiming literally every fat guy that's got a pot gut has sleep apnea.
Really?
And that sleep apnea is causing these accidents. However, there hasn't been a fatal crash involving a heavy-duty truck since 2009. But it's creating a big wave in the way they're changing the industry and the way that drivers, and I mean everybody in transportation, has to take tests. And also, if you ever found to have sleep apnea, you can't get a driver's license.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can fall asleep and behind the wheel is dangerous for yourself and others.
Yeah, but
if it's corrected,
have treatment for sleep apnea. They have the CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure. That's the purpose of that, is for sleep apnea. And
nobody wants to hear about treatment with 80,000 pounds going down the road at 80 miles an hour.
Oh, okay. So a licensed trucker, even though they use a CPAP machine, cannot drive the truck anymore?
Well, the insurance rates go up highly with that particular driver in the driver's chair. And the type of accusations that they're making, because some of the same thing that you're talking about, which they include that is linked to high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, all of that, and that even the American Association for Respiratory Care, they say that sleep apnea affects up to 18 million Americans, and out of those 18 million, officials estimate that 10 million Americans suffer from the condition that hasn't even been diagnosed.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's correct.
I didn't know the numbers were that high. Wow.
Yeah.
And so
I know so many people who that
industry is turning into a big deal.
Wow. That's high.
They don't complain. They don't think that they are sick. They think that daytime they are just sleepy and tired, you know, like they don't report to the doctor. That's what it is.
Correct. That is correct. They think it's fatigue. And they're finding that it is not
fatigue. All truckers, they mandate a sleep study before they license you to drive a big...
And if you're found to have it, you can just about forget it. And they have started targeting, as you well know, a lot of truckers, you know how they look. They started targeting almost anything that has more than a 38-inch waistline. And also, as you know,
sleep apnea.
Yeah, and also, too, obstructive sleep apnea is another serious condition that, you know, because it also interrupts breathing while sleeping, which causes the repeated awakening and actually the person feels like they are fatigued.
Wow. So, Selena, it's law that a trucker has to have a sleep study before they license them, or no?
Well, basically, it's coming down from about two or three different entities. One of them is, of course, you can check that one out, too, which is called, we call it ODA, and ODA stands for Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association. And then you have FASA, which is the Federal Motor Carrier Association. And then you also have another one. You just got one of these big numbers after another that control transportation. They're all coming down very, very hard on sleep apnea. And because, you know, the mandate, there's so many different things that are changing, And in the transportation industry, whenever you say there's an accident, the first person that they blame is the guy that's in the 18-wheeler.
Right.
So they're getting to be very, very strict in terms of, it's already like a drug mandate that after so many hours of service, you have to they just call you. So it's just random. They just give you a call and say, okay, you got to get to a clinic within the next 10 hours and go handle your business in a cup, because they're getting very serious on drugs and problems that they believe cause these accidents or loss of freight and all these other kinds of things that happen out there. So all of these entities are pressing the issue. And one of the things that happens whenever you fool with the federal government, just like, say, the FAA, when you mess with them, then they're very, very serious about how they do things and a lot of the red tape. And so sleep apnea has turned into one of the basic number one things. And even for, say, a person like me that has drivers, it's a very difficult problem because, you know, you have these guys that show up, and some of the same things that we're talking about happens. They say they're tired, or, you know, they claim that, you know, they're having difficulty getting from place to place. When you send them in to do a regular drug test, then they go and find out that they think they have, you know, this sleep apnea. And that just means they're going to have to get a job someplace else because you're not going to drive anymore.
What about airplane pilots?
Well, they're on
them too. To them.
They're on this, the transportation entity, and, you know, airplane pilots are under the guidelines of FAA. I don't exactly know what all they do. Of course, as you well know, Miss Paulette, we do have a little bit to do with it with the food bank, because that's what we do, is Air Force One. But however, they have their own, each airline has their own set of guidelines as to how they deal with that particular problem. But it's gotten very, very serious. And
like they make
people that
eye tests for driving your vehicle. They should, to me, with those numbers being so high, it should be mandatory. When you're putting, for bus drivers, be it truck drivers, be it an airplane, it should be mandatory that they do sleep studies to make sure the person
Here we go again with the facts, and I like to keep things in perspective. In 2015, there were 4,311 fatality crashes involving large trucks and buses, and that's according to the Federal Motor Carrier Board and Safety. You know, large truck and bus crash facts that the fatality crashes, they listed sleep apnea as the probable cause.
For the 4,300 large trucks and buses?
Ma'am. Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
Wow. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
That's high.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So you better not ride a bus, truck, airplane. Hey, has he had his sleep study?
Well, it's almost to the point, if you see the guy got a big waistline, be worried.
But you can be skinny and have sleep apnea.
That is true.
Because there are a lot of this fat people that don't have nobody sleep apnea.
Well, you know how that goes. That's called, where's the real elephant in the room?
I've met people that said they had sleep apnea. They didn't know what it was contribute to. If you're an adult, I think if you're over age 30, if it's obstructive, they normally don't have tonsils and adenoids past a certain age. Well, I don't know about adenoids. I know tonsils, they don't want to, because they said you're very vascular in that throat area and bleeding. Okay.
I have. Yeah.
Okay, now.
Most of the time, people are in denial, you know, like they deny. They deny that they are suffering this. I have some friends, I tell them, but they say, no, nothing is wrong with me. I'm just tired. I just want to sleep, you know. So,
but
some
it's
people,
not normal
most,
if you've been all night. It's not normal to wake up. and still needing more sleep.
Mm-hmm. And more oxygen, too.
Wow. Mm. Now, I've talked to people that have been diagnosed with it, and they don't want to use this.
They don't want to hear it. They are in denial.
They just want to continue to function just the way they've been functioning, even after a proper diagnosis. I met a young man who was in medical school, and he kept saying that he's tired. And I said, have you ever had that sleep study?
Mm-hmm.
No, he had.
Yeah.
He had a serious accident where he fractured the third vertebrae, and he was blessed to be alive. And he had, he at the wheel. And they did diagnose him with sleep apnea.
But you told before it happened that why he didn't listen, and he was in a medical school. Simply, he could ask just even if he didn't reach that point yet to learn, he can ask his colleagues who are ahead or his professors. You know, like very simple. You know, but sometimes people are in denial. I told you they don't admit
that they have a problem.
Yeah.
But he was blessed that he could still walk the whole bit. I mean, he fell asleep. He did go on, you know, to medical school. He did finish, you know.
That's
body
good.
Healed. He did.
And he learned a lesson in a hard way.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He learned sleep apnea is in a hard way what it is because it affected to him. Almost losing his life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get a paralysis, breaking your vertebra.
When I'm teaching, and I'm talking especially to the preschool teachers, because they see the kids at nap time, and they can observe, you know, the snoring, or the babies that their nostrils flare in and out because the oxygen level drops, you know, in their blood when they're sleeping. And I would always say, you know, if you're using those muscles of respiration, the accessory muscles that are moving at the top part of the chest or those intercostal muscles going in and out, that's not normal. Alert the parent. Someone needs to take a picture so they can show the physician because the physician won't know unless you tell them. Unless you say my child's tired all the time and you've observed that they're breathing, then they're not breathing. And then just take a video. I mean, a simple, you know, video. And a physician will listen. Mm-hmm. Again, we're on American Health Crisis. You've been listening to Dr. Fadumo Dole and Selena Lindsay and myself, Paulette Young. And the topic today has been sleep apnea. It can kill. And as Selena brought in a high number, I didn't realize it was high, 18 million people come down with sleep apnea, or has it rather, and 10 million, that's a lot, not even diagnosed. And that there are some of the organizations that are monitoring the truck drivers where they have to do a sleep study. I just feel that anybody that's in the hands that has people in their hands, with those numbers being that high, when the laws need to change, they all need to have a sleep study. And maybe we can bring some of these numbers down. And as Selena said, if you're found to have sleep apnea, they won't license you. Am I correct, Selena?
Well, they really don't want to fool with you because it's the insurance rates go up.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they're already pretty high just because of, you know, the probability that, you know, those things, it's what we call a high liability type business.
Yeah, because you can fall asleep behind the wheels any time.
And you have to ask yourself, If you snore, if you're tired when you get up, when you wake up in the morning after you've been asleep all night, something's wrong. Something's causing that. And So have your either your husband, your wife, or friend, have someone observe you. They can see if there's a problem, because you're not going to. And what sleep apnea is you breathe and you stop breathing. You have pauses, or you'll take deep breaths and then you have the shallow breathing. All those are signs that something's not normal. Your sleep should be quiet, not noisy. Your chest shouldn't rise and like you're having taking a deep breath and then now you have nothing. Those are not normal signs, and that's what you want to look for. Well, you can't yourself, but someone can observe and say something. And as Dr. Fadumo Dole has already said, a lot of time people don't want to believe they have this problem.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because you can fall asleep at the
yeah.
wheel.
Yeah.
And that's because you're too tired. You don't have normal sleep. Your body's not going into what they call deep sleep or deep REM. And if it doesn't,
mm-hmm.
then that's not good. If you wake up easy and someone just walk across the floor, you're not in deep sleep.
So many times at this period of time it's interrupted your sleeping. That's why
mm-hmm.
it's interrupted because lack of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
You go in a hypoxia or a hypoxemia, less oxygen into your body.
Yep. So you want to let your physician know without a diagnosis. You're putting your own life in your own hands, and that's not good.
Yeah.
Besides mm-hmm. falling asleep, as we mentioned earlier, you can have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Have a stroke. You may not wake up the next day, and it could be from the heart attack.
Yeah.
Because it does interfere with normal heart function in the long run. It's there's one article that mentioned it also can cause dementia over time. Because you're talking about oxygen levels in your body dropping. Dr. Fadumo Adol mentioned that your carbon monoxide level is building up. And then you take a deep breath trying to, I guess, compensate. All of that's dangerous. Some kids have trouble staying awake in the classroom. And the teacher may think that you kept them up all night, and that's not the case. The child never, ever had deep sleep for the night. So they can't stay awake. Again, we're on America Health Crisis. If you want to call in, the number is 858-769-4936. Press 1. And you can contribute to the conversation if you like. So where do we go from here, ladies? Do we just...
We just try to be nice old
ladies.
Will
we be campaigning for change? This sounds very dangerous. Yeah, that's why I guess,
yeah.
you know, people always say you have to drive for yourself and for other people too, especially the ones that are
yeah.
falling asleep at the wheel. If I'm driving and I see someone falling asleep at that wheel, I blow my horn just to scare them.
yeah.
So that they wake back up. A lot of times that works, but that's just, I don't know. Shouldn't be, but it's true. We got can't breathe, oxygen levels drop. We have aluminum associated with Alzheimer's. Everything looks like it's a brain function. Lack of oxygen, aluminum attaches in a way that can cause Alzheimer's. It's like this. At least we can see that modern medicine is more advanced today than it's ever been before. And we did a while back, we did a show on aluminum and Alzheimer's. And the question was, should we get rid of all the aluminum pans or the aluminum and deodorant that contains aluminum? to get rid of those things? Or do we just hope and pray it don't happen to, you know, one of us? Okay. Again, if you want to call in, it's 858-769-4936. Selena has some things she wants to talk about. It's involving some of the things that she's involved in. Selena, did you want to say some more on the sleep apnea, or because you still have time?
No, I'm gonna put that to rest because we're running out of time.
No, we have time. They've increased
okay.
my time on the air.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anybody that is anticipating that they want to get into transportation, my advice would be that they double check what are the parameters that they're going to need for qualifications, and also to the new ways that they're doing medical certificates and drug testing. So check that all that out before you waste your time and money going to one of these trucking schools or something like that. Because lots and lots of things are changing in the industry, and not only the industry of trucking, but any facet of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you want to be a bus driver
person.
Or the driver for a municipality driving, you know, city buses and stuff like that, there's a lot of changes.
So you're advocating that the person themselves should go get tested before they sign up for.
Well, because they have to, one of the things that they have to do is they have to get a medical certificate before they can even get the driver's license.
Oh, okay.
And so because of that, that's why I'm recommending that they simply do that. They have to have a medical card to even apply for the driver's license. And
oh, wow.
So when they do that, that's what they need to make sure that they get checked out, because some places are pretty thorough, and some people, they just, like, if you're standing there, you're still breathing, okay, well, can you see on the wall? You can see? Good. They check the blocks and hand you the card and put you out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, then later on, you have to go to one of the more highly, the people that follow a harder regimen, and then that's when you'll find out you got a problem that you never should have been in the industry.
Wow. And you're saying, okay, let me make sure this is clear. You're saying that even if they can correct it, I mean, through the CPAP machine and all that,
well,
that's
because,
not acceptable?
Because they can't, you see, this is the problem, Paulette, with transportation and trucking. You might be able to correct something, but you're not going to correct it well enough to say that you're going to be trucking and going across country, and then you go to state by state. It might make a correction for the state of California, but you're not correcting for the state of Texas or New Mexico or New York or New Jersey or Canada, because some truckers travel all 38 states, including Canada.
But they have to sleep anyway, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All those places without resting.
They have different things in different insurance companies, and you have many facets of trucking, many, many facets. You know, we could be talking about, you know, a guy that carries coat hanger versus a guy that carries mail or Federal Express. All of that is called trucking or produce. Or bombs, or steel, or salt, or grease. It's just many, many facets of produce. It could be tomatoes, oranges, many, many different facets, or what we call hazmat. Who wants a person that has sleep apnea driving a hazmat truck and is carrying explosives or gasoline?
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's not happening.
Wow. That is something.
Or vice versa. Do you want the guy that's pulling the train with 150 cars of gasoline and diesel and all of that kind of stuff behind him to have sleep apnea, you know, driving the train?
You got a point there. Wow.
There are many, many facets of transportation that they just not happening. Also, too, there is a huge senatorial and political thing. Senator Cory Booker, New Jersey, Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez, Kristen Gillibrand. There are many, many, many of them that are supportive, and they're pushing this. The Secretary, Elaine Kyle, from the Federal Motor Carrier Board. It's just this is a huge, both political and organizational wise, that they're really, really picking this thing apart, and they're really taking a real scrutinized look at the various different applications of what's going on out here and what kind of condition are these people really in.
And to some
marked degrees, I agree. You know, I don't want to, you know, get on a bus or a tram or even say go to San Diego. Some guy is driving an electric bicycle with, you know, they have them modified now with 10 people in it, you know, to a restaurant. Really? Seriously? You know, and this guy's going to fall asleep? You got to be kidding me. You know, or driving a bus with 40 kids on it, and he has a tendency to go to sleep?
You have a point there.
And you want him to have some machine on that's going to correct it? I don't think so.
No, the continuous positive airway pressure does correct it, where they go into deep REM sleep. So they're not tired.
Yeah,
they're
some
sleeping
people
just
have
like anybody else.
That they don't even know that they're asleep. I mean, they can stop at the stoplight, and it's over with.
No, but the continuous positive airway pressure, instead of them being tired, they're not tired. Instead of sleeping, they're sleeping. It sounds like nobody's going to trust whether you put that machine on or not. Because who's going to trust anyone to say that, yeah, they wore the machine?
Yeah, well, there, like I said, there are many, many different things. If you want to go to Disneyland, you mean, you know, the Matterhorn, the guy that's operating the Matterhorn. Now you got to go test him. You know, any of those thrill rides. It's more than just the thrill ride. Now they want to test the operator. Is you can't be sitting up there getting ready to do a mess up because you have a medical condition.
Right. Or you have a medical condition, but you're not doing what the doctor told you to do to correct it.
Well, right. However it goes, but that's you know, that's the, as I said, that's the proof in the pudding.
Wow, I keep wondering why so many people have sleep apnea. When we're being raised, we didn't hear nothing about it. I guess maybe
because of all the
technology.
It's very easily deniable, and you tell me. I do it all the time. I'm not asleep. I mean, we all kind of go to sleep, you know, and you're not asleep.
Right.
You actually think you're awake.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to question everything. Okay, you can go ahead and start talking about, Selena has a lot of entities that she's involved in, because she, I want to say, is a master at helping people, and she belongs to quite a few nonprofits and heads them up, not only here in California, but other places, too, throughout. So she have a pen and paper so you can get valuable information she's getting ready to give you right now. Okay, go ahead, Selena.
Okay, one of the first organizations I'd like to talk about is called VeteranCareSolutions.org. You can go to the website and really, really see what they're all about. But primarily what they do is they assist veterans in permanent housing. They work with Veterans Administration in placement of veterans. The person that runs that outfit, her name is LaShonda Jones, and she can be reached at area code 909-329-8288. If you know of any veteran that needs assistance, or if you'd like to get information as to how some of the services work, please feel free to give her a call. The next organization is one that, you know, I enjoy talking about because she has really a crazy name. It's called Sick of Being Tired. It's really interesting. Her name is Kathy Braxton, and Kathy Braxton, every fourth Saturday of every month, they're at 290 East D Street in Colton, and you can reach her at area code 562-313-0041, and if you're in need of groceries or you'd like to stop by, because very often they're grilling some hamburgers or something out there, or you need prayer, they'll be glad to assist you. Again, the name of the organization is Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired, and it's run by Kathy Braxton. Again, the phone number is area code 562-313-0041. The next organization, I'm on the board of directors myself, is called Sowing Seeds for Life, and we're located at 1350 Arrow Highway, and we are the second largest food bank in Southern California. If you are having distress with not only food, we very often have clothes, baby items, car seats. There are a number of different items. You just need to call the phone number or go to our website. Also, if you'd like to donate or you'd like to volunteer, please go up to our website. And you can either fill out the application there or come to our site on the first and third Wednesday of every month. That's when we distribute from 1350 Arrow Highway. We have a number of different satellite organizations, and altogether we're up to about 30,000 people, between 30,000 and 40,000 people a month. So we really would appreciate your donations and a little bit of help and any volunteers that can come and help us with this endeavor. And also you can call area code 909-293-2, and that's to speak to Fran Robertson. The next organization I'd like to talk about is called Coley's Outreach. That is run by Mr. Keith Coley, and his phone number is area code 909-358-7391. Currently, we're looking for a couple of young men that would like to learn something about automotive painting. We have a couple of positions that are open. However, it is in Las Vegas, Nevada. And primarily what Mr. Coley does is he works with youth and prisoners and people that have recently been released, and trying to help them get their life back on track and reiterate it back into society. Again, that phone number is area code 909-358-7391. Some of the, let me see here. What are we doing? And then we have a few other organizations that we'd like to talk about. One of them being the Warehouse, which is located at 777 East Allen Street. The Warehouse is run by Mr. Willie Walker, and they specialize on every Sunday morning. We do a breakfast for those that are homeless, little pancakes, little eggs. Also, you can receive clothes, food. Please feel free to go to the Warehouse, which is located at 777 Allen Street in San Bernardino, California. At the closing of every show, I always do a little statement, and so that's sort of what we're going to do in a moment here, if I ever find it. We are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. I have a belief, and that belief is in fishing rods rather than fish. I also believe that implementing sustainable environmental practices, I believe that these things will change the behaviors that contribute to poverty. I am Selena A. Lindsay. I can be reached at area code 214-229-8687. If you're within the sound of my voice, I appreciate you listening to our show tonight, and have a blessed day and happy Thanksgiving to all.
Yes, and all the programs on the Facebook page, Healthcare Consultant, is through Blog Talk Radio. So you can always go to like our page, Healthcare Consultant, and listen to the broadcast. Okay, we will have another hot topic next week, same time. Looking forward to all the ones listening now will join us again next week. Bye.
Also, too, great to have you back, Dr. Adoma.